Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mike O'Mara Show now joins a news conference underway with the captain of the Japanese soccer team, Makoto Hasebe.
Thank you for your attention and welcome, world media, to this press conference. This is a day most honorable. And yes, we are very proud to have won and defeated the American women in soccer. While clearly the Americans wanted the victory, the Japanese wanted it more. We have extreme strength and a great history of strong lineage of people who desire victory. We are not above using trickery to win. We are not above, how shall I say, in a sneak attack. However, we were very, very obvious in our efforts to defeat the American women in soccer. Many people have inquired as to what our secret was. It was a three-tiered plan, the base of which is practice.
Radiation.
I'm sorry, I lost my feed. It was a three-tiered plan based on practice, commitment, but at the top of our pyramid, super radioactive strength.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I love to make people laugh, and I've been doing it since, you know, school. People ask me, were you must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him and saw how he made people laugh. And so I picked some things up, and at parties and family functions, I have to say, I love, you know, breaking people up. My father, bless him, brought me into the business. This was his dental practice before. And I joke with my wife that, at that point, that's when the money started rolling in, you know. Brave making more wampum to buy pelts. One happy squaw in wigwam, happy as mongoose. That is, of course, from Johnny Carson, who... one of my heroes in a very funny bit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Monday, July 18, 2011. We are over 8 million downloads and still growing every single day. This microphone has been Americanized again.
It's been altered in some way.
I am going to pull the plug on that show if I
based
come
only
in here,
on your microphone.
If I come in here again and have this total effed up studio, we need to like go back to levels and figure out how we maintain and go back to where we were. Have either markings on the board or so. They come in here and
they tinker.
They do, because they all suck as broadcasters and they're not broadcasters.
Hey.
And we're letting fucking amateurs do a show ruin our studio.
Not Jabari.
And I'm pissed off about it. Sucks. Who uses this microphone? Who uses this microphone, RJ?
Mark.
But
you, wait a minute.
All right,
wait a minute.
No. Here. This is Mark's voice, okay? So, in other words, when I come in, it's like this to pick up his bird voice. Jesus. Pisses me off.
How about now, Mike?
Rob, I did Hello. Not change the game.
Testing 1-2. 1-2-1-2. That sounds a little better.
I backed back off on your game a little, but yeah. I think we're better now.
Our show is brought to you by iConfidential.
Yes, it is.
A tantrum for Monday. Right out of the box.
And we're off. Open.
No, but every single Monday we come in here,
it's an exercise.
And the levels mm-hmm. have been completely effed up. No more. I don't care what it sounds like. They don't touch it. You don't touch it. Okay? Because it just can't be done anymore. Please. Please, God.
Rip the knob
don't
off.
Do
He's
it.
Laughing. Look.
I imagine. iConfidential. Hi.
Mike O'Mara for iConfidential.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Radio's Mike O'Mara with a message for you.
Imagine having all of your important documents organized at your fingertips.
Yes.
Your fingertips on demand. Mm-hmm. This is what they're looking for. iConfidential. Now you can find and share your important stuff anywhere, anytime, and from any mobile device. We had a meeting with the people from iConfidential last week, and this is not only the future, but this is probably one of the best internet businesses I've come across.
They're
I think
going places
this is
with
truly
this.
Really cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Your financial records, your medical records, your family photos, your passport, your driver's license, all your important documents, anything that you have value. This is replacing the file cabinet, the strong box.
The safety deposit box.
The CD that you would put things on.
Right.
You know, everything, a floppy disk, all that crap that we used to use. This is replacing it, and it's a virtual safe zone for all of your important paperwork, mm-hmm. and it's a great way to organize it, and you can store them safely. You can grab it anywhere with your own 40 gigs of organized storage.
That's a lot.
It's got $1 million coverage. That's $1 million mm-hmm. that everything is covered
for. For.
And right. the same security as your bank. iConfidential is safe, it's easy, it's convenient, and right now you can get 30 days for free with the code TMOS. After that, it's only $7.99 a month and
Amazing.
Worth every penny.
Coolest thing that you, and you didn't even bring it up, I mean, this is great for real, you know, documents and stuff that's stuff in the real world, but I have a lot of music. Do you realize with this system, mm-hmm. anywhere I go with my phone, I have access to all of my music.
And it's so
everywhere.
It's so well organized.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so easy to use. Mm-hmm. And I know you'll be like me when you see iConfidential, you'll have fun playing with it because it is a wonderful experimental.
You were Johnny Distracto during the
Oh,
meeting.
I was. I was trying to have a meeting and my fingers could not help but just go into these different areas.
Yeah.
iConfidential, check their banner ad on our website mm-hmm. And click it. And because if you go to this, you will find, like we did, that. It's not only easy, but it is also fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. Because that's what, you know, all these things that have changed our lives for the better. Smartphones, iPads, everything. You know, not only are they good for our life and do they make our life easier, but they're also fun. And that's exactly what iConfidential is. They're a brand new sponsor. Really, go check them out and you'll love it. And you'll see why, you know, you'll never have to worry anymore. And especially something like your insurance. Insurance information is always there.
No matter where you are, you get in a bind, you can get the document you need.
All the documents mm-hmm. and the ones that have been tough to find.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's gone through the system with a passport and you want to find your birth certificate, all that stuff, you can do it with iConfidential. We welcome them as a brand new
and they're open,
sponsor.
They're open 24/7, unlike your bank.
That's right. Exactly. So getting back to that, I just seem to come in here every Monday and it's worse and worse and worse where things get changed. I know they have a lot of fun and they do that and I appreciate the show they're doing.
It's a
doing,
labor of love.
But as a matter of fact, last Friday, I went back into the back room and I said, hey, Jabari, Zoolander, mm-hmm. the show is sounding better and better. And it is.
It's
this
true.
Week in America, yeah. they're doing a very nice job. And
Jabari
said,
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Jabari said, thank you very much. And Eric went,
you know, it's funny.
He gave that look.
It's funny you should bring up Zoolander. I had a thought about him last night because I'm current. I'm watching this new movie. It's called The Social Network. I believe it just came out.
Yeah.
Yes. And way to be up on the current films.
We're about 40 minutes into it, and I'm really, really realizing the central theme of it is that Zuckerberg is a dick. He's really a dick, but you know who he reminds me of the most?
Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah,
he really is. He's like Zoolander.
That kind of antisocial, non-functional.
The Antisocial Network.
Right. Yeah, it is the Antisocial Network. And so I said to Carrie, I said, what do you think of the movie? She said, Zuckerberg's a jerk. I said, I know, he's like Zoolander. And once I put my finger on that,
I don't know
if it ruined the movie for me or made me like it more.
I wasn't a big fan of those Wienan Floss boys either.
Winklevoss.
I didn't like those boys
those
either.
Frat
I thought
boys.
That
Although
they were
I will
scumbags.
Say this, they did a great job of capturing the very, very cocky, stupid jock type
mm-hmm.
that the Winklevosses bring bring to real life when you see them on a news show.
Well, I think with the Winklevosses,
Dinkelvoss,
it was more not necessarily dumb jock as much as, because you know, I don't care how dumb jock you are. Uh-huh. Harvard pretty much is out of your reach unless you have certain credentials.
All right, then let me
they were
a
more
different
frat boy.
Frat snobs.
And snobs.
And also, I think there's a big sense of entitlement with them.
Yeah,
oh my
exactly.
God.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I also think a common theme between Zoolander and The Social Network is you need to have a certain waistline to be in that movie.
Right. That's true. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Oscar, you qualify.
Maybe. Hopefully.
On the program today, we'll talk a little bit about that Sports Sunday. Talked about this on the edge. Yeah. I have to talk about it here, too. I want to talk about the my good friends, the Lost Dogs Motorcycle Club. Spent some time with them. We'll find out about the goings-on at Rob's house, why he was late for work
and
today.
And I am sorry I'm late, guys.
Yeah, but you still beat Oscar.
Well, everybody does.
That's, the Big C, one of Buzz and my... You still like it?
I love that show.
But I tell you, last night, I saw the I finally got to the
TiVo. You're caught up now.
The Big Gross... Let me start with this.
You want to lead with this?
Please, for the love of God. This is a wonderful TV program with very talented actors.
I've not seen the episode of which you speak. I just have to know, does The Big Gross have to do with Oliver Platt?
No. Okay. Well, yes.
Because Oliver
Platt... Not number one. He is not the first Big Gross.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Oliver Platt and urine.
But no.
Because that would be the Big Gross.
There's something in front of that. But for some reason on The Big C, Laura Linney, Oliver Platt... Mm-hmm. Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a really wonderful cast. They've got a young man on there that's on that show that's terrific, too.
Yes.
For some
okay,
reason,
Grandpa.
This week's young
fella.
Man.
They've got a young fellow on this show.
The kid that plays her son.
Oh, right. He's excellent.
Yeah,
and for some reason on last night's episode, they decided to go down this unbelievably oversexed road. Uh-huh. And if I want my sex and I'm going to be watching, first of all, I'll take your porn or I'll take a good hard R where, you know, the people are extremely, it can be just as hard as they want if it's the right people.
That's right.
Rob, I don't like my sex for plot reasons or for dramatic reasons.
No.
I want my sex
for,
to be,
for so sex
I
reasons.
Want prurient, is that the right
you
word?
You are the exact opposite of the way Hollywood would like you to desire sex.
I don't want to look at people that I wouldn't look at normally.
Did Nixon do nudity?
Cynthia Nixon.
Yes.
Is she looking
he's
more and
playing
more like
with
Dave
her breast at one point.
She looks like Dave Foley?
And I seriously was ready just to go like this. She is not hot. She has never been hot. Her teeth look like they were dipped in yellow wax.
That's the problem.
She is not attractive.
Her body is not bad. I'm leading up to something
she
here.
She is thin.
Her body is not bad. She does a surprisingly and uncharacteristically convincing job of playing
a slut.
Heterosexual.
Right.
Which normally I don't think she pulls off very well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then there's that face, and that just kills the whole
thing.
Are
they built for speed or pleasure?
You know what? They're built for looking the other way. That's what they're built
like pancakes,
for.
Pancakes, flapjacks.
They're not bad, but it's just I don't like her.
Right. Yeah. The face.
She's not a sex person.
No, right. No.
And neither is Oliver Platt.
Right.
Oliver Platt is not
I disagree
sex person.
There.
And in her day, Laura Linney was, and she's still a very attractive woman,
yes,
but in her day, she's not. We're not ready. And they're all climbing on everybody. Everybody's climbing on everybody, and it was disgusting, and it made me uncomfortable. And when I see that, it's like if I go to a strip joint and there's an unattractive dancer on the stage. You guys have been to these places with me. When that happens, I want to leave.
Sure.
I don't want to stay.
Right.
I can't fake it. You know, I want my people that I'm watching having sex. I want them to be good-looking people.
Yes, visual attractive. Stimuli.
It was amazing. It was uncomfortable. It was just constant. It was continuous. But the winner is that whoever that actor is that doesn't play the homeless guy very well.
Oh,
in my
the brother.
He's no longer homeless. He lives across the street.
I don't like the brother. I can't get by the brother.
From day one, you hate him.
The brother should be like in an office somewhere. He should be in like Wall Street Never Sleeps.
He's also a main character.
He's evolving.
He's too much. There's too much of him.
Way too much of him. Yeah. Way too much of him. And so
you want more Platt?
I like Oliver Platt in the right situation. I don't want to see Oliver Platt climbing on Laura Linney. Don't show me that. And they did last night.
Have they showed Platt's ass?
No, they didn't. Fortunately,
yeah.
It was from the shoulders up.
Right,
but
he could have been wearing like a tunic.
But he was still pounding away. Yeah. You know, it was over before it started. Yeah. It was just why.
I do like when they got back together. I guess it was at the end of last season.
Right.
And he admitted that the soccer mom used her hand on him.
I don't
so
mind him.
Wonderfully awkward,
and he can talk about it. Just don't show me
right.
that.
Yeah.
No. Do not show me that. So that's a
new episode tonight,
and I believe that's the name of the show. The Big Yuck.
The Big Yuck. Nasty, nasty, nasty. What a great day. What a great day for sports. Sitting there and having a little bit of a hangover and watching sports all day long. And for those of you that every time I say that say, hey, you said you were going to quit. Well, I lied. Anyway, so it was really incredible.
Once you quit, Mike, you quit doing it too much.
Yeah, but I mean, like no, I did it too much Saturday night. That was the first time since.
I'm helping you
that
here.
That was the first time since the Big Duff that I really engaged in like heavy duty.
Did you wake up on a bearskin rug?
No, nothing happened, thank God. Solo. Nothing happened embarrassing. But I really, really didn't feel well on Saturday. On Sunday.
Sure.
Sunday. I didn't like I don't like it as much as I used to.
It's right. So much fun.
Well, you know what?
Right. It's fun for you.
You got a balance.
I got practically 20. I got 20 years on you. It doesn't continue to be all that great.
The balance.
If I had a schedule that allowed me to moderate, I'd love to do that. You
the
know?
Problem is balancing the misery of the day after the night before with
right.
the fun you have the night before.
It is fun,
and you got to know when to stop.
It
and
is
it's
well,
tough.
That, I, that,
know
that
when
is,
to say
and
when.
And that is on like, my level of alcoholism. That is the one thing that I do. That stop.
Saturday
button.
Night, I went into.
52 years old, and 52 is not when you want to be the last person at the party.
No, yeah. No. And that's true. Saturday night, I went too long. I stayed until I went to the mysterious land known as Fifth Drinkville. Now, if you stop
some
at
mysterious
four,
land.
See, for you, but you,
but when you wake up at 4 a.m. in your basement and Elvis on tour is playing on the Blu-ray and you have drool dripping down your face, and you know, and it's on the loop because it's gone back to the title card. See, just keep hearing Elvis singing the same 20 seconds of Johnny Be Good over again.
Fifth Drinkville for you.
But that's like 10.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. Yeah to be fair, bottles. Your drinks are pretty.
Those I are mean, quart bottles.
They're not
definitely
regular
doubles.
Drinks.
Yeah, doubles.
Well, it could be
mixed
triples.
Doubles, yeah.
I went to the land of about 100 Miller Lights. You know, I mean, it was just
Beerville. Not only will that headache you, that'll give you tummy trouble.
Well, I bumped into some pals, and it was one of the deals where I just
from the Betty Ford.
Some of my friends from Celebrity Rehab were there, and
you and Duff. You
know, and I don't go out in my hometown anymore, and I get nervous to go out in my hometown because I worry I had a bar here and I cut a wide swath, and I sometimes worry who I'm going to bump into, and if people aren't nice to me. I need to fortify, so I usually tune up before I get there, and then
I think it's a good idea. And you hang with good friends.
What's your mode of operation if you know you're going out in town? Because you can walk everywhere.
Yes.
So some people say, you know,
I can.
And he does.
Sure.
I'll sure you can. Well, I did. I walked home.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a drink before I go out. Maybe while you're getting ready. What do you do,
Johnny Zigzag?
Well, what I did was. I had a motorcycle function that I was at. So I had to ride back, and I was very tired. And I rode back, and then I had two at one place.
Okay.
And then was able to ride my motorcycle to the next place.
Yes.
And then that was it. I left my motorcycle there because I had that's where I had the 100.
I
went to my old bar. I went to my old bar where
you had a pregame before the pregame.
Where some people are nice to me and some people are just polite.
Right.
You know, and so some people, it's right. one of the deals where you ever know when you get the little stare and then you look over at the person that's looking and they look away?
Mm-hmm. There's
it's
no
that kind
gambling.
Of
memory.
Better,
I
you can't say anything nice.
Gambling is not legal in the state of Virginia. However, you certainly rolled the dice when you walked into that joint.
Well, no, I mean, it's fine. I know the owners real well.
Sure.
And I know the guy that runs it. Uh-huh. It's just some of the servers that used to work for me and miraculously reappeared once this guy bought the place.
You're the anti-norm. You don't want to go where everybody knows your name.
No, that's true.
But I go to my other place and I had a very good time, saw some old friends that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was very festive. But then I filed about noon yesterday. I said, just not worth it.
Yeah.
Just not really worth going out and doing that. And moderation would be, if I could figure out a way to keep the night late, but not have a drink in my hand, like I'd be fine.
That's
I
your
see.
Problem.
That's
you.
What I'd like
be,
to do.
Because the reason that you want to stay out late is because the drinking continues. I think the really your solution.
So what's my solution?
Your
Rob?
Solution.
There's no solution.
No, there is a solution.
Switch to soda pop?
No, no, you can't do
we
that.
We drink, unfortunately, Oscar's 20 years younger than I, but we drink the exact same
yes.
way.
Yes.
Which is no off switch. And, well, and you need know, my, literally no off switch.
You need a curfew.
A curfew?
Yes. I mean, I don't.
Well, when Carla's around and not at a family reunion in Pennsylvania,
cousins!
She's been doing a great. Where did she do it recently? She did it somewhere where she said, hey, that's enough.
And, time to go.
And time to go. And I listened to her.
Okay, yes. Well, that's
and,
good.
I didn't always listen to her, and now I listen to her, well, and it's good. Great. It works
but
out great out for
but
me.
But you know what's easier than a keeper is a curfew.
But I can't do a curfew
yes,
if I'm.
Can.
I'm not going to leave when there are other people having fun.
A keeper.
A handler.
I can't go home when there are other people having fun. Fun.
Exactly. What you need to do.
I would rather stay out late and stop the drinking.
But you can't.
I know.
You can't.
Yeah. I know.
I would rather.
I
would rather drive 150 miles an hour, but not get a speeding ticket. But you can't.
You know, that's what I'm going to try though.
Set yourself a hard time out. What if you had gone home and say, I don't know what time you got home, but I'll just use your past history. I'll say, what if you stopped the night at 1 a.m.? It just stopped. He said, guys, this has been great. I'm going to walk
I'd still feel
home
horrible.
Okay, yeah, what if you stopped the night at midnight?
You feel like the douchebag.
I'd feel better,
you'd
yeah.
feel like, oh.
What if you told them in advance, I can only
yeah,
stay?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And the thing is, my buddies got there late.
What is late?
11 o'clock.
Okay, 1 a.m. then.
1 a.m. I don't socialize like you.
Two
you
hours.
And I are as similar I as I am the way he socializes. We are absolutely
this is why the magic is
polar
here.
Opposites.
But if
you will sit
home
there and drink 15 bottles of Crown in your living room by yourself. That's a different level of. And then Facebook has now enabled you to actually expand your horizons
yeah, right.
and socialize without because you're so lazy. You don't want to go out, and so now you
that's
have
how lazy
you,
I am.
You have the ability to socialize because you're very gregarious when you go out,
yes,
but you never like to because it requires effort.
It does,
and so you didn't want to do that, yes, and money
and pants,
right?
So now you can socialize with Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and I think we all have grown accustomed to your drunken Facebooking,
course,
which is hysterical.
And
find
of course,
it charming.
When I go home, I get the best time with my wife.
You don't even see your
quality
wife
time.
Yeah, you
if
get home.
If
you ask
home.
The kids where your wife is. I'm sure. And you tell you about your day.
Where is your computer located?
On the basement level yeah. in my
it's
cave
on the
area.
Basement level where your television and your yeah. jukebox.
Exactly.
You go
cave.
To that level. How much
right.
time in your
well,
home?
Well, here's the thing, Mike. I don't even enter the main level of my home. I come in through the garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's no need to go upstairs
so
unless I need to cook something.
Should a disaster of any kind, Lord forbid, flatten Rob's home, he's everything he needs is in the basement.
That's right.
I didn't know that
well,
in your
also,
new townhouse, you go in through the basement.
And also the magic of the house is the fact that really, the basement is the only place that I still can keep straight because that's my domain. That's
okay.
where my records, my
you'll
CDs.
You'll go home this afternoon.
Yes.
Oh, so by straight, you mean
what
organized.
Is, yeah. What is your record? What is your record for continuous, from the car coming home,
mm-hmm.
time spent in the basement before you even went upstairs?
Oh, I'm sure I've done 5 hours.
Good
my,
for you.
Here are things that are in my basement that will prevent me from having to go upstairs.
Oh, there's snack, there yeah. have to be snacks now.
Primarily, there is a phone with an intercom feature.
Right.
That will allow
can
me
reach
to
anyone.
Notify the children or carry. There is a refrigerator.
Attention household.
Yes,
there's a refrigerator.
That has beer and right. sodas, water, and a freezer that has ice cream. So, popsicles, things
that's,
like this.
It sounds glorious.
It yes. does.
What kind of ice cream have you?
Go.
What's the best ice
oh
cream
my
you've
God.
Ever had in there?
This, the time mm-hmm. I've got right now is Ben and Jerry's tiramisu.
Oh!
How do you stop yourself from just eating, gorging yourself?
Who says I stop?
Because if there's a pint of ice cream in my freezer, I will eat it all.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's a single serving.
Yeah, but that's a single serving.
Rob also needs a handler.
Yes. Also in the basement, Mike, a full bathroom.
Good.
So, you know, it's only what I would say 10 steps from computer to take a crap if I need to.
That is too good.
There's a sofa that's not great for sleeping, but it'll do.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, it's better
wow.
than my first apartment.
That's
so
fantastic.
Your kids know not to F with your domain.
Well, they don't F with it. They ask permission uh-huh. before they take anything. The most common question
do they come
is,
down and visit you?
Yes.
Okay.
And they will play.
But they come to you more often than you come to them.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mike, that's the secret of being a good father. It instills respect. You don't want to appear needy.
Oh my God!
I had another set too with Robert on Saturday. Just brief. Really? He wasn't paying attention at the grocery store, and he wasn't running, but it was faster than a walk.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't paying attention.
Uh-oh.
And he ran the shopping cart, T-boned the salad bar.
Oh!
It was a great noise because I had a lot of glass bottles in the cart. So boom, and there was the clatter of the salad bar, and then glass bottles clinking, and I yelled at him, just knee jerk yelled.
Yeah.
And
what was the volume level
of the yelling?
Yeah.
I believe this is not only the volume, but what I actually
recreated,
said. This is what I actually said to him.
All right.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm going to applaud that.
And you don't say that to an 8-year-old because he never has an answer.
Real quick with
Daddy's you. Daddy's trying to find the Asian lady.
Since we're on the subject, Rob calls me. Rob calls me with 10 minutes to go before he got to work. You got to work late today, Rob. What was the problem?
Well, I couldn't find my car key. And I've got a very precise morning schedule. If I am not in my car coming here at 5 minutes to 10, I'm not going to get here at a time that makes things right.
Right.
And so at about 10 minutes to 10, I'd finished my work. I'd cut out the CDs and put the label on. Everything was ready to go. And I went to grab my key. And the key that was on where I put my key was for the Tahoe, not for the rental car.
Dun, right. Dun, dun.
I said, that's odd. So I look on my desk. It's not there. Look in my pockets. Not there. Check my pants pockets from yesterday. Not there. And I knew I had it yesterday. Mm. And that's odd. So Julia, at this point, I've been yelling at Julia for 40 minutes. Because we're leaving at 9:55.
Right.
And if you're not ready, you're not coming. And she was ready to go. And now she's watching me. She comes downstairs. I'm on my hands and knees looking under furniture.
Right.
I looked in my drawers. I looked on Carrie's desk. I looked around the bedroom. I'm covering all the levels of the house. All the lights are on. I check the car, get on my hands and knees, and we got good morning sun exposure. So the car is about 100 degrees inside, and I'm laying in the car looking under it for keys. No keys anywhere. I said, the last time I drove was Saturday. Oh, I bet they got thrown away.
Oh, no.
That's too bad. That's bad.
So I opened up the big aforementioned 96 gallon trash can, pulled out the trash can, and I started going through
the trash.
You know what makes
this
a wonderful sound?
I don't even want to be outside on a day like this.
My hands are so soft because if you mix coffee grounds and barbecue sauce, this is a paste that requires soap to come home. You don't just rinse that. There were eggshells. Apparently, Carrie brought a pork chop to lunch last week that didn't quite get eaten, so there was an old pork chop in there. Eggshells, just typical
pork chop.
There was a piece of pizza and a perfect triangle. It was like Hollywood trash can. Because, you know, like when people on like Friends come home from the grocery store, they always have lettuce and a loaf of French bread in the bag. Because that's what you imagine. Well, if you imagine trash, the coffee grounds, the pizza.
Pizza slice.
And just
pork chop with the bone.
Set decorator
the
arranged
smell.
This.
Oh, right. The smell. And
did you find your key?
Not in there.
No.
And I just,
And
so I went and I wash my hands with soap and water and I call Carrie. And I said, Carrie, do you have any idea where my car keys are? And before I get to the letter R, in the word R, she goes, I'm sorry. And I said, why? She says, they're in my green pants pocket upstairs. It's now been 20 minutes.
What, you didn't look there?
I didn't look. And I did. I said, I can't believe I didn't look there.
Is that what you said?
And as I go upstairs.
Ultimate sarcastic.
Julia
tone.
Calls to me as I'm walking upstairs to get the key. She says, I bet the place you find it is going to be the last place you'd think to look.
Oh, that's so sweet
of her. I said, honey, you're right.
Try to help.
So now we've got a new rule at the Speedwagon House,
rule.
Which is before you put your hands in garbage, call your mother. So I did find the key. I'm sorry I'm late.
Congratulations.
But I began to panic because without the key.
Why'd she have the key?
why did she have the key?
This is good because she never puts the hose away because she was watering the lawn. The hose was in the driveway. She went to water last night. I had parked on the hose. She had to move the car to water the lawn. If she had put the hose away.
So it's your fault.
If she had put the hose away. No, because the hose was not put away. If she'd clean up after herself, I wouldn't have lost my key.
Just tell her next time she touches your car, she gets the hose again.
There you go.
We'll come back talk about Oscar. He had a big weekend. I had a big weekend. Buzz had a big weekend. Did you have a big weekend?
No, not at all.
We won't talk to Buzz about that. He'll do news later. And we'll be back right after this on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the artists at MC Ginsburg. What about MZ Ginsberg, Buzz?
They're amazing.
What about the art thing?
Oh, I know what it is.
Well, it's art that's sometimes jewelry.
From wedding rings to hood ornaments, from door knockers to a necklace for your dog.
That's what I'd say.
MZ Ginsberg is a custom fabrication house staffed with highly skilled artists. A wonderful, wonderful jewelry store.
Yeah, it is.
It's the height of customer service. You dream it, they make it. And they take your emails from all over the country, ladies and gentlemen.
Way more than jewelry.
Nothing is too silly. If you've always said, from something you have lying around the house, man, I would really love to make that into something special. Or
a pin,
you have an idea that you want to just jot down, and they can work with you and make something completely unique at a cost that will surprise you. Invest in your imagination with the designers at MC Ginsberg. I might take them up on this. I really think it'd be a great thing to design.
The thing that's
jewelry.
So great to go over the online with them is with their virtual renderings that they email you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no risk involved. They don't have to describe it. They can show you exactly what it's going to look like.
MCGinsberg.com or click their ad on our website. This past weekend, it wasn't just a drinkery for me. I want to thank the Lost Dogs with the SPCA ride for Fredericksburg, Caroline County, and Stafford, Virginia SPCA. We raised over $4,000 for them.
Job.
And that's a great event. My event for Fisher House, I start talking about a month in advance. They you know, did this really with grassroots, and I was very proud of these guys to do that. Just a great time to get on the motorcycle and ride, although my ass was a little sore. An 80-mile poker run plus is a little long for me. But great time on
Mostly
Saturday.
Mostly highways or back roads?
Back roads. Go through the countryside down there and see the cute little doggies. Look at the cute little doggies.
Now,
and,
you're not referring to the members of the motorcycle club when you say
not those guys. Don't want to do that. I will tell you that the 95 corridor is a real slice of heaven.
It is.
Anytime on a summer weekend.
Always.
Well, if
just
nothing
fantastic.
Else in this country, I'm so proud of our roads and our infrastructure.
Yes, yeah.
I'd love to bring foreigners in and show them.
No need for light rail here.
No.
Duh. Now, I know that Oscar had an appearance with Chad over the weekend. Big O and Dukes did one of their sold-out shows that they had, and it looked from the picture I saw that you guys had a kick-ass time.
A ton of fun, and I'd like to thank. There was a lot of Omera show listeners there.
That's great.
They used to listen when we were clearly on terrestrial radio, but listen to the podcast now. And it's another testament to what we're doing here and really what this community is about as far as this pioneering media that we have with these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And to have 250 people show up on a Saturday night to see a couple of guys get on stage and kind of do exactly what we do here was just really nice, and it was a special night for everybody.
You know, there is, when you talk about the world of podcasts and the fact that we do one, Adam Carolla, Big O and Dukes, there was a fellow that was on Bill Maher that was a podcaster. And so many people in our business that have been disillusioned with the world of radio. And I'm still on the radio. I don't want to slam radio. But I will tell you that you hear a lot of people
you do a radio show?
Yes, I do.
When is that?
5 to 9 a.m. on 105.9 The Edge.
I must check it out.
Nice. Right here in Washington, D.C.
FM.
You get these people. There right now is a very, very talented group of people doing this type of stuff.
Yes.
There's funny stuff out there. Yes. Some of the best stuff you can get in a radio type of format exists on the internet, and we're on the ground floor of this. Would the people's awareness of it? Would I like to see that grow quicker?
And it will.
But I'd like to see it happen. But you know what? We're still happy. God, are we delighted with the amount of downloads we have for this show? Big O and Dudes sell out one of their stage shows out there. We get people. You know, I know Oscar's thrilled with it, and I'm thrilled with it. When you go do a meet and greet, and you get people all over the country showing up. I mean, that we
they
just talked about.
Love
By
it.
The way. Let me remind everybody, it's coming up
August
5th.
Yes.
Do you know the name of the watering hole?
It's Cleary's.
Cleary's in Boston. Right. Right after the game, we are going to be out there, RJ and Oscar and myself, celebrating the Boston Red Sox win over the New York Yankees.
I hope it's a fast game like last night's.
God forbid. Red Sox-Yankees play notoriously long games.
Yeah.
And I too, hope that we can get out and say hi to. We'll probably roll out. I'm going to say
early.
No matter what, we'll get out of there about 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know,
third inning.
Depends on the game. Nothing is impossible.
I love baseball, but I also like a good time.
Sure,
I will be.
Hey, I'm with you. If you look at me,
will be the toughest sell for that.
Yeah, if you look at me, maybe even the second inning, and say, "So this is fun, right?"
What?
And I said, "Yes."
Oh, no, you've got, you've got three seats in a row.
No, we're going to be hammered. So at this point, our tolerance for any type of lull or any type of blowout.
And if it's 1,000 degrees in the ballpark, then, you know, you'll be out of there.
But no problem. Three seats in a row, if you'd RJ sees a chance to get two seats on either side of him, he's going to send you guys in a cab.
RJ, though, would stay till the last pitch of the last inning. Right. Would you not?
I'll give you the keys.
No, don't give me the keys. That's your job.
Of course I'll go.
So I'd say around about 10 o'clock or so. Look for us at Cleary's in Boston. Tell all your New England pals that we're going to be out there doing a meet and greet, and it should be a lot of fun.
The date again?
August 5th. It's a Friday night.
This will be the first time my brother's ever been to an appearance, and the first time that my soon-to-be sister-in-law will ever see us in action.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's important that you have a good showing so you look good for the doctor.
Tell me,
if we show up and there are crickets everywhere, I will kill myself.
Well, I'm not sure because I haven't been tracking with it, and it's not, you know, there's times of waste in here. We got to start hitting this hard like I did with Buffalo. Buffalo was a slap nuts.
Yes.
I mean, it was absolutely terrific. I really enjoyed myself. Cleary's, downtown Boston.
Yes.
The Massachusetts folks, we want to see you. The New Hampshire folks, we want to see you.
If you're anywhere near it.
You know, anybody that's in that area, New Hampshire, Maine. Yeah, drive 8 hours, come down.
Ohio, Canada.
People do drive from a distance.
Make a weekend out of it.
And you know, it's an hour and a half from my hometown, Hartford, Connecticut. So pop up and see us. We'd love to see you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Very
and we'll
doable.
Be talking more about that. I'll get Ronick to put that in. Ronick, if you don't see him on camera, he, congratulations. No, he's at the beach this week. Mark Ronick is at the beach.
A much deserved
you
vacation.
You told me you fired him.
No, I did not fire
what
him.
What beach did he go
Why
to?
Why is he taking his vacation when we're not taking ours?
Because we're doing the staggered thing. Because this is still his spring vacation.
Answering to a higher
authority.
Is this
still his spring vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he is behind. He deserved this.
He doesn't deserve it.
No, he doesn't.
No. Just on general principle.
Well,
you know, it's really like the service department and the sales department at a car dealership. It's the same rivalry in the radio world. You know? Those of us that create and then those that
ruin your mic level.
That's right. That's why. But he's down there at the beach, having a gay old time.
Do you know what beach he went to?
I do not.
I think he went to Virginia.
Oh, nice.
No. It's Kosher Hills, North Carolina.
Kosher Hills. So, Buzz, did you do anything this weekend at all?
Actually, I did. And the reason my weekend is sort of a blank is that I spent a lot of the time, about 6 hours, actually. Rob's got a sound for this. Now, I spent about 6 hours recording 62 radio tags.
Oh, that's right. You did commercials.
15 seconds each of this highly technical IT jargon. And it's one of those things where it's a lot of big, complicated words crammed together in a very small space, putting together a sentence that you, as the announcer, do not understand.
Do you remember any of it offhand?
No, I couldn't.
Wow, and you did it 62
it's a lot
times
of, it's
and
a lot
can't
of,
remember
it's
it.
A lot of connectivity and that kind of thing. Sure. Yeah,
IT, the IT world.
Yeah, exactly.
I play golf with a lot of IT guys. Mm-hmm. I know RJ's an IT guy.
Right.
Randall, correct me if I'm wrong, my friend Randall, IT guy.
Yeah, he's on the front, he's IT on the front end of it, yeah.
Well, pardon, you're going to have to edit again. What the f*** do you guys do besides bullshit?
If they told you, they'd have to kill you.
Well, it's funny you mentioned this because even...
I mean, IT, I talked to a guy, I was trying to get him out. I said, specifically, what do you do? Well, we facilitate blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. I've said a lot of that, yeah.
We facilitate, we help people with their problems for the STZY477.
There's a ton of acronyms.
Seems to be a lot of that in business nowadays. Seems to be a lot of people that help other people do things.
Yes, that help people.
No one actually does anything.
No.
But they help people to do that.
And this area, D.C. is ground zero. They live in big houses and they just conjure.
Brocade can help you. Brocade can help you transition
RJ,
to the cloud.
Let me ask you this serious question. How many people are just out there in DC just BSing it? Really not doing anything?
Well, I don't want to make a judgment.
No,
but
go ahead.
There's a lot.
Yeah. That are out there creating, pulling things out.
Says a man who's sacrificing everything he does for a living for this show.
Yeah, I know.
He's not at work now.
Yeah, but I am, Oscar. I am at work right here.
He is working.
That is true.
Look at that. He gave you the evil eye. He's trouble this
Let's talk about the soccer game.
But real quick, speaking of Buzz recording tags, we have a session tomorrow. Are you going to have your list ready?
I'll do it tomorrow morning.
But will you have your list ready?
My list of songs?
Yeah.
I can get my songs ready in 1 minute.
Isn't Rob Radio on Fridays?
Yeah.
Really,
how many songs do you want?
I would like 15 to 20 songs from you.
15 to 20 songs. Okay, mm-hmm. You ready?
Yeah, go.
Here we go.
Do I have to write them down?
Boston.
No, you're recording it.
The first album, Boston. Sure. I'll pick one phone off of that, Boston, because I remember that. Frampton Comes Alive. I remember Frampton Comes Alive. It was a very, very influential. Faces, Rod Stewart and Faces. Okay. Love Faces. Absolutely incredible, wonderful music over there. I will go back to early Elton John from an album called Tumbleweed Connection.
Got that.
When Elton John, and he had another early album called Friends, Making Friends, was one of my favorite. Yeah. Elton John, all right? Going to go to Billy Joel, but the old Billy Joel, early days, New York State of Mind, really one of the great songs.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else? Where am I? How many songs do I have?
You're up to six.
Gotta put the Doobie Brothers on there. Seven. Because I love the Doobie Brothers. Gotta go with Yes. I love Yes.
Okay.
Roundabout, one of the great songs.
Good song.
I truly love Roundabout.
There were two Elton
Johns. I truly enjoy that. Oh. I'll go with some early Aerosmith. I know I play a lot of them on the edge, but probably Sweet Emotion.
Haven't noticed.
Sweet Emotion is one of my all-time favorite. Big 10-inch might even be included, too.
Because you do a double shot.
Because I love it so much. Let me see. What else we got? How many songs do we have there?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9.
Nine. Okay, so I got about five more.
I'll type this up for you, and then you can respond back to me via email, and we'll cut our session
tomorrow.
All
right, very good.
No Lady Gaga?
No Lady Gaga. Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
All right, In the Stone.
There's 10.
One of the songs I play here. Brian Setzer Orchestra. I love the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
11.
And, that's one of my all-time favorites here. And, will you allow me a Buddy Rich song?
Of course.
Bugle Call Rag by Buddy Rich, which is one of my all-time favorites.
There's a dozen. You're almost there.
So I can actually have people.
Cool. I will type this up, and as long as you can give me 4 or 5 minutes.
What are you doing? Wait, calm down. You're waving your arms around over there. What?
I said perfect set. That's
thank you. Thank you very much.
Compliment.
I appreciate
that. Are you sure you didn't slander him about his IT job?
He knows it. I know that. I know he's
RJ gets bitter.
RJ has explained to me what he does.
Bitter.
You work on a computer system.
Yes, I do.
That's what you do.
Several
computer systems. So you know computers, but most of these guys.
I'm an engineer, not a.
An engineer.
I'm an engineer.
I can eat 50 eggs.
How long?
An hour.
I am an engineer.
There's your proof. He's an engineer.
And if I eat 50 eggs, woo.
Yeah.
I'm an English major.
Yes.
And,
Mike, you mentioned this weekend, and when we came
the
in,
soccer, yes.
We started talking about the World Championship, the finals, the World Cup.
I got on the Facebook yesterday, and I laid this little line out there. I don't
Women's
know
World Cup. Let me make that clear.
The Women's World Cup, which. I think I went full circle. I was railing against it, and then I came full circle on it. Ended up sitting there wire to wire, watched the entire game. I mean, the entire game. Every single minute of it, and I thought it was absolute terrific sport. Truly entertaining.
How long does the quality of soccer take?
It's 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they sometimes add a little time.
Because I know there was the Uber time yesterday.
But the nice thing about one of your benefits to soccer is this. It's running time, okay? You're not interrupted by commercials every 5 seconds. It moves at a decent pace when it comes to that.
Really?
When I really care about the outcome, when it's really interesting to me, which is very rare with soccer, I will enjoy it. And I am just like I did I didn't know if the level of play by the women would be something that would hold my interest, but going away it did. I thought they were talented ladies that were in great shape. And, that's a lot of running, man. And, women, you would think, would maybe not have that same stamina that you would have on a men's soccer team. They did.
Did you finally see the cute girls, the pretty girls?
Yeah, but
girl next door pretty. I mean, not like
I tell you, the goalie,
Hope Solo
to me was
gorgeous.
Yeah. And her legs, those muscular
They're
legs.
They're girls next door with powerful thighs.
Now, they have powerful thighs.
There's a lot to be said for that.
When they showed the running at any time, was it like Bo Derek in 10?
No.
Did they do any slow motion running?
No, but your close personal friend.
Yes.
Jeff Shamrock. I urge you to go to theedge1059.com today. And
as I do every day.
Look at the slow motion of the runway that he had put up there, and I forgot the name of the model. I don't think it's an actress. I think it's a model, and they show her walking the runway in slow motion. It is, if you have ever in any way appreciated the female form, on any level, this will be riveting.
Wow.
I will show you guys after the show.
Jeff Shamrock, is there anything he can't do?
He hates that. I don't like to compliment him.
You probably have seen the headlines if you're listening to this right now, but really, Japan came out with an improbable win with the way that the U.S. women's team was playing.
Right.
They had so many opportunities and so many close calls that every time you thought that the Japan's national team was out, they'd find a way at the last minute to get an equalizer or make a move. And it was almost frustrating, though a bit inspiring.
Of course,
because
exactly.
they were just dominating.
Mm-hmm. I wrote this yesterday, and I wrote, I am an American first. But if you don't feel for the Japanese and what their women are playing for today, you don't feel anything.
Right.
And
it's true.
I said this on the air this morning. I have a flag of from my father's casket that I keep as a memento here. And my father got that flag because he served his country fighting the Japanese in World War II. We've come a long way. I really felt this way about the Japanese. Carla was saying, you're rooting for them. I said, I'm not really rooting for them. But I'm completely enthralled by their victory.
Right, certainly not rooting against them.
They were so... Look, this is, as I said to somebody today, the Americans win, it's one news cycle.
Right.
That's what it would have been.
Yay.
With the Japanese, this is their summer, this is their year.
Everything.
This is their one in the win column.
They need every
after
positive.
After having Mother Nature kick the living crap out of them, where they're still under the threat of radiation. And it was just amazing to me. Why are you playing this music? Why are you playing?
Because he's
it's
robbed.
A tribute to a great people.
With two
B's. They were an amazingly resilient team. They looked to be half the size of our Americans.
At times.
And they
what have I been telling
back.
You?
What are you saying?
This on pure sport. On pure sport, they were so resilient.
Yes. Yeah.
This was a movie. I was saying to Carla, I said, if this isn't made into a movie. You can't make a sports movie, and I hope they make it. And it's not a Japanese film. I hope it's an American film with Japanese American.
The other
actors.
Thing that needs to be said or re-said.
And Godzilla.
Shut up, you a-hole.
The other thing that needs to be said or re-said is that throughout the week leading up to this yesterday's game, the Japanese team went around and thanked everyone for their support. Went to the representatives of all of the other countries present and thanked them for their help and support during Japan's recent crises. They were nothing but class.
The game itself, when it came right down to it, was just a storybook for them.
Right.
It really was. And my heart broke for the American girls that were there. But it was
so close.
I never thought that I could watch a women's soccer. You remember, it wasn't a week ago I was going, what's all this crap? Why do we even bother?
You didn't like soccer?
You
didn't like soccer?
You tell Chad I totally disagree with him now. Yeah. I've come full circle on this, that I was absolutely delighted. It was a great soccer game.
I watched it with my
soccer match, I should say.
I watched it with my father, and we sat there, and it was because there were so many close calls, we were both standing up. For the half of the game, just staring, yelling at the screen.
Right, if you love soccer.
Yeah, and we were high-fiving, and
we
had ordered a pizza. It came, and no one ate. We were just watching this.
It was good.
Just
that's very
fun.
Cool.
It was just
good.
When you thought it was over, something happened.
Right.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible comeback. I mean, you're talking about a country that's been kicked to crap.
Of course.
You're talking about this team within this game. The first 5 minutes of this soccer game, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be 8-0 United States.
Sure.
And the United States had a chance to really, really shut that door right away. And when they didn't do that, you got the sense. And at the very end, they go to what's called the penalty kick phase
of
the overtime.
How stressful. Is that?
Oh, it's so tense.
And here's when I looked at the, now I swear to God, this is the truth. Carla will back me up.
Okay.
They show the American coach who looks like John Kerry.
Right.
And I used that on the other show. I used it here. But that's what I said. Looks like John Kerry.
So he's handsome.
She is. She is.
Oh, it's a she.
It's a she.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a she.
I've never heard that, but it's so true.
It's a she. And she's sitting there in all of her stress and sullenness. And then they showed the Japanese captain, and he is surrounded by the girls, and he's laughing. He's smiling. And I looked over at Carly and said, this is done. This is a done. This penalty kick phase is a done deal. the Japanese will do this, and they did. They won it handily.
Nerves of steel.
It was amazing. Wow. But at the same time, as soon as that happened, you know, as it looked like the Japanese, then I went back to my old USA roots because I felt so bad for the American girls that got so close.
Well, they got the Olympics coming up.
They got the Olympics coming up.
You know what? They handled it classy, too.
God, we're running late. We got to take a break. We'll come back with a super, super fast audio vault, but that's great. You do a super fast one, you'll be able to save some stuff for tomorrow, which you like to do, right?
Let's work.
I like this song. Crank it, Rob.
What's this? Rolling Stones off Some Girls. Respectable.
Never charted, did it?
No, not a single.
Wow.
Good record, though.
It is.
Good album.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our very own Amazon page. Bookmark MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping. You know how it works. They got every book for Kindle. They got great deals. They're incredible. It's Amazon, but go through our page first. That is the best way to help this show. Still one of the best ways to support the show. Shop Amazon at MichaelMaraShow.com. Time to open up the audio vault for Monday, July 18th. Rob, what do you have for us today? We got to do a super quickie.
We'll do this quick. Mike, is there anything better than breasts?
I love it. And if you, I tell you, you know, I wish we could take it from the edge and put it on our webpage as well.
You know what? Breasts are great, and it takes someone pretty powerful to ruin the allure of breasts.
Really?
But they were teasing on the Today Show all morning today.
Was Cynthia Nixon, I guess?
No, it wasn't Cynthia Nixon, but I could have done it. They made poor Lester Holt do the tease about breasts. But who actually handles the interview? Ann Curry.
Of course.
And this, they're talking about our fascination with breasts, and this is the first...
Way to kill it.
I don't know, 35 seconds of the interview.
Is Lester hosting this week?
I think Matt will be in tomorrow. I think Matt gets three-day weekends in the summertime.
Wow.
But anyway, check this out. If this doesn't ruin breasts for you, it almost ruined them for me.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
There are so many words for these. Tatas, pajunkas, puppies, the rack, girls. We could go, got any more you want to add? The twins. We go on and on about this. Beyond the biological reasons, which Amy talked about, I'm fascinated to think that, or with this information, that it's possible that during tough times, we are more likely, or that the country might be more obsessed with larger breasts. Now, what accounts for that?
There's an idea that basically in times of economic downturn, you would be more apt to like a woman that has a little bit more meat on her bones, perhaps breasts being a indicator of better fat reserves. So that woman is going to survive a famine.
Did you say butter fat reserves?
Better fat reserves. So what?
That's a butter fat reserve. What, we got like a Rocky Road boob?
What they're talking about here is that we like women with big cans because they're going to survive famine.
That's so not
and
true.
And you know what, Ann? You ruined it.
Yeah,
you ruined everything. Don't ruin it.
And it obviously, Ann had a sleepy mouth this morning, right?
Every morning.
Get up early in the morning,
mouth. Tatas.
Mornings are not her best time.
I know. Good that she's co-host of the Today Show.
Or evenings. This is from the San Francisco version of the Fox Morning Show. And they like to have something big to open the show with. Now, this is on.
I hope this is cut number three.
This is on our YouTube page. Please take a look. They've got a guy down at the harbor with a jetpack. And it's powered by water.
Oh, this is the water jetpack.
Yeah,
I've seen
so
this.
So what happens is the water gets sucked up, and then as it's sprayed out, he flies. So they do this.
You know, there's been so much misinformation. There was one thing on online that showed a basketball player doing this, and they said he rented it for $2,000 an hour, some ridiculously exorbitant. Then I saw, what's her name? Jenna Wolf from the Today Show.
Yes.
She did it down in Key West. I think that's where they do this. And it was $250 for the hour. I am all in.
I haven't seen this yet.
This looks so much fun.
Water-powered jetpack.
They eventually showed it working, but what happens is the guy trips and just shoots himself into the water. Now you don't.
Looks dangerous when that happens.
It does. Dangerous as hell. I like the reaction of the anchors back at the desk because this is done by a guy in the field, and then goes back to the people. Anyway, so here's the jetpack fail.
Here at the San Diego Yacht and Boat
San Diego,
Show. Good morning,
everybody.
I'm hanging out with my friend John. Fox 5 Morning News starts. Look over there.
And it starts right now.
Into the water.
Oh my God.
Serving all of San Diego.
Play it again.
They cut to commercial.
No, he goes into the water and they just run the show open. Because it's like, imagine not only falling in the water, but going into the water at 70 miles an hour.
Here at the San Diego Yacht and Boat Show. Good morning, everybody. I'm hanging out with my friend John. Fox 5 Morning News starts. Look over there.
And it starts right now.
Serving all of San Diego. This is your Fox 5 News.
Hope your day goes better.
Listen.
What is that? What is that? What is that? Can someone please tell me what's going on?
We had, remember last week, Tony Parker of the Spurs was on vacation and
that's
was
the picture.
Yes. That's what he was
it's
renting.
It's a water-powered jet
that almost took Matt Johnson down with them.
Well handled.
Well, they're all Ducey clones. I mean, Ducey proved you could be an idiot and like rise through the ranks of a network.
Okay, I wouldn't be doing my job. I didn't give you some hard news, Mike.
Oh yes, please.
And I've been waiting years to say this. Dateline, Nicholasville, Kentucky. A man got a DUI because he was drunk in a demolition derby at the state fair.
What could possibly?
That is awesome.
Now, here's the beauty of it, is that he defends himself, but he did win the small vehicle round. Let's go to the tape.
It's not right by no means, but it's far from being a DUI and being out here on this road.
But that's what Nicholasville police charged Warner for immediately following his victory Wednesday night after they say they received numerous complaints he was drunk behind the wheel.
They were trying to say I was drunk. I drank 8 beers yesterday. That was all I drank.
That's all
the police report stated officers saw David swaying and stumbling out in the derby track, but David's explanation is quite different.
When you got 3 inches of mud on your feet, will you just come out of a car that you just run in a mud pit and your knees tore up right here from yesterday, right there? You can't hardly stand up in mud.
You can't hardly.
He just said he had 8 beers.
That's it.
That's such an amazing way of expressing the English language. I just love that. That's so real. You come out mud on the feet, your knee tore up, all of that. You
can't hardly stand up.
I had 8 beers. That's it.
That's it.
All right. I want to go now to, this is a great moment from the BBC. This is just a great awkward moment. They wanted to introduce a guy to comment on the Roger Clemens mistrial.
Right.
But it wasn't him, but he was up on the screen. So when the anchor is talking to the guy via satellite from New York, apparently he thinks all New Yorkers look alike.
Right.
He goes to the guy and the guy doesn't talk. You can feel the awkward hanging in the air.
Well, let's talk some more about this because joining us from our New York studio is Ben Walker, who's the baseball editor for the Associated Press. Ben, I know that you've been covering Roger Clemens' career for the best part of the last 23 years. Just remind us how big a name he is in the sport of baseball. I beg your pardon, I'm not sure Ben can hear us. Ben, can you hear me in New York? It's Francis in London.
You know, it's even a worse situation than that, because I am not Ben Walker, and I know nothing about baseball. I do, however, know.
I beg your pardon, we have the wrong guest. We shall move on to the Women's World Cup.
The unflappable breath.
And one last clip. Mike referenced this on Friday's show, and so I wanted to play the tape to support his story. And I believe it's Sig Hansen, after he's done fishing
Sig Hansen,
the Douglas Deadliest Catch, done crabbing.
I believe they pulled about 36 hours of hauling these lines up. The guys, when he calls them off the deck, when they're all done, they literally do not have the energy to make it off the deck. That's how exhausted they are. Mm-hmm. And they go to bed.
Right.
Well, Sig, who's been piloting the boat, he's not doing the backbreaking labor down on the deck, but he's still got to be negotiating that boat through the Bering Sea. And he has 7 hours where he has to steam to the offload of the crab.
By himself.
Yeah. He is so unbelievably exhausted. Right. And you can hear the gibberish where he's not making any sense.
All right, let's go to the tape. Here's Sig Hansen from The Deadliest Catch.
2 hours into the steam.
Well, we finished up grinding through the night here, about to head to the island.
Sig starts to drift.
When we were starting out, just a handful of boats, there was maybe 80 to 100, something like that, so I don't even know what am I talking to you?
Sig?
Well, we did manage to get a hold of a picking hook puck. we'll use it if it works.
Oh, man.
Producer.
Sig. Sig.
He's out.
Gone.
Sig.
And still driving the boat. And that, Mike, is your magic audio.
Nice job.
Very good. We will come back with Buzz Burbank and news right after that, if I can stay awake.
till I die. Sing. I'm gonna laugh instead of cry.
Thanks, Sinatra.
I'm gonna take the town and turn it upside down.
Right
I'm
on.
Gonna live and live until I die.
Yeah, how about another verse?
They're gonna say, what a guy.
Thanks, Sinatra.
I'm gonna play for the sky. Ain't gonna miss
what he used to say about Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy was goofy for bongos.
He was. I said originally.
What was he?
Was, I'll have to bleep myself. He's bat for bongos.
Oh, man. If I could have a little time machine, I'd definitely go back to like early 60s Las Vegas and see one of those shows.
What you want is like 1960.
1960?
Yeah,
absolutely.
When maybe John F. Kennedy was in the audience.
The world was in black and white.
Might be nice.
It's time for Buzz's News. All the news that's fit to hear. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. The man, the legend, a man who had a very good weekend doing 62 radio commercials. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix, and here's the deal about Netflix. As a Netflix subscriber, I have it on my iPhone, I have it on my computer, I have it on my Wii, I have it on the computer downstairs, and I never, ever, ever have them send DVDs to my door. A lot of people do, and
yes,
they still provide that service. They're happy to still provide that service, but I don't use it. Well, guess what? Now I can have unlimited streaming for $7.99 a month, and you can too. They've now tiered the prices so that if you just stream, you can do that. If you just do DVDs in the mail, you can do that. Or you can do a combo package where you get a price break on both.
So when you say unlimited streaming,
mm-hmm, yeah,
you get all the movies you want every month?
Whatever they've got. If it's a movie, a television show, and they have just about everything far as I can see, whatever you want is right there. You can stream it, and it's all covered by that $7.99 a month.
For example, 2 weeks ago, I took the kids to the pool. I didn't want to get in the pool. I sat in the shade. I watched 2 episodes of Hawaii Five-0.
I did.
He's not lying.
That's what I call living.
For a free trial.
For pennies an episode.
Yay.
Try it free. Just click the Netflix ad on our website.
I'd do that if I could get my computers in this house working. RJ?
Luckily, Mark's on vacation.
You're an IT guy.
Will you help me with my computers, please?
We need to run a wire upstairs. Forget about the wireless. Run a wire to your connection.
You know, he's a engineer.
He is an engineer.
I don't know if that's going to cut it. I want wireless.
Well, no, what'll happen, Mike? You want
to... Y'all bought me that Blu-ray with wireless capability. Mm-hmm. I want wireless. I don't want to run a wire.
Okay. Yeah, you want to get on a... You want to get on a internet.
I don't... No, why should I... This is designed to take things over the air. That's what it's designed for.
That's true. He's right.
Well, I don't know what's having the problem, whether it's this here in this room, this end, or the other end. So
too many technical terms.
You know what? Was that like, was he trying to be, when he talks like that, is it sneaky? Is he being
sexy?
He's
trying to be cute.
He's trying to tell you, he doesn't have to try.
I don't know whether that I can't think of words.
How about here's what I took away from that. You asked a very well-intentioned and good question.
Right.
Why can't it be wireless? Because it's wireless. And here's what you got. You're going to have to run a wire.
You have to run a wire.
That's right.
I don't think I should have to run a wire to the wireless Blu-ray
if we ran a wire to RJ? You think he'd talk better?
I got lots of wires over here.
All I know is I already spent way too much money. And we'll talk about that later. Oops, I almost slipped up. Go ahead.
It is a dangerous...
What about my Russian hooker?
Oh. All right.
You're going to have to run a wire.
It's a dangerous game of chicken they're playing here in Washington. The deadline for having the country's financial affairs in order is actually August 2nd. But because there's procedure and paperwork involved, the real deadline is this Friday, this week.
Not going to happen.
After that, the country's loans go into default. Its credit rating tanks. Each of us pays higher interest if our elected officials don't raise the debt limit by Friday.
But there will be a bonus show.
Yeah, we will do a bonus show.
Absolutely.
That's right. 100%.
The good news is there's still hope. The president's plan to cut $4 trillion in spending over the next 10 years is back on the table. It has to be. That's what Standard & Poor's says needs to be cut to keep the country from getting a lower credit rating.
I think we've been hearing too much about Standard & Poor's. I don't care for that.
You know what? I think we've been hearing too much about this. I am so... nobody knows the severity of this. This is typical America where we are going to only react when, I can't believe what I did. Now I can't pay my bill because my FRO 1K dried up in value. We'll do the wine when right now is when people ought to be screaming and bitching and nobody gives a rat's ass. Because in this country, we only care when it directly affects us.
Yep.
Not the anticipation. And this is what you've done by electing these people that we've elected. This is what you've accomplished. You have stalemate. You have inability to in any way compromise. It's nuts.
Now, Republicans are even looking at a $5 billion budget cutting plan. So one way or another, there is hope for what's now being called a grand grand bargain that addresses a lot of problems at once. The only obstacle is
the grand bargain.
The only obstacle is the Tea Party and its lawmakers who refuse to believe in any of this defaulting business. And because they make up an obstacle that is very real, the president and the leaders of both parties have a plan B. That would raise the debt limit to keep us from defaulting in the meantime. The trouble with that plan is it doesn't do anything to reduce the deficit, so it solves a short-term problem without addressing the future. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are.
I bet you that's what they do. I bet they like short-term fixes.
They love short-term fixes that are easy and easy. Then they can postpone the pain.
It could very well happen. It could. Mm. Now, we're on the verge of having a new consumer protection agency in Washington to shield citizens from the unchecked greed of Wall Street and the banking industry. Republicans are against it. They say the agency needs changes before it opens its doors. They say that instead of a director, as it's set up now, the agency should be run by a 5-member commission, among other things. So Republicans say they will vote no on President Obama's choice to run the agency. 5-time Jeopardy winner and former Ohio Attorney General Richard Cordray. Cordray, by the way, is already a compromise. Republicans made it clear there's no way they would confirm the woman who designed this new consumer protection agency, economics wizard Elizabeth Warren.
I don't like Cordray. I don't support anyone whose name sounds like it's in pink Latin. Mm-hmm. Cordray. eBay, Cordray?
Cordray.
Copay?
Cordray, Copay.
5-time Jeopardy winner.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The protege of Fox News owner Rupert Murdoch was arrested over the weekend, and the head of Scotland Yard has resigned, all because of the News Corp hacking scandal.
Speaking of hacking, need a minute, Buzz?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, go ahead. You're clear. Your mic is off, and your mic is on.
Reporters at Murdoch's now-defunct News of the World tabloid are accused of hacking the phones of dead soldiers, terrorism victims, and even a murdered teenager. And now Rebecca Brooks, who ran Murdoch's European newspapers, has resigned and been arrested because of her alleged part in the hacking. Is it wrong that I like the idea of her in prison garb?
No, I think it's okay.
You think she's kind of hot?
Attractive woman, I think.
Yeah, but she's an a-hole.
Yeah, apparently so.
And so's he. And his company's coming down, and it's fun to watch.
I love that they said, how's Murdoch going to do with all this? They said, well, he's kind of shy, and he's not very well-spoken. He's not a good communicator.
Yeah.
This is the guy that runs Fox News and the biggest newspapers in the world?
Right. He's kind of ruthless, and he's kind of a thug, and he's kind of a bully, and he's kind of intimidates, and he's kind of right-wing, and he's kind of scary.
He's kind of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
Yeah, I love, and you're right. They don't really come out and say that he's a problem, but they jump right. Well, he's not really much of a communicator. And they trail, you know, because they're scared. They're scared of it.
Absolutely.
The resigning head of Scotland Yard, meanwhile, is accused of botching the investigation of this, which began 5 years ago. And finally, baby strollers are to blame.
Oh, here he goes. He's been waiting for years for this one.
The man with an agenda.
Baby strollers are to blame for an hour-long traffic jam, for putting a bus out of service, for calling in security, and for launching an investigation. It happened in Halifax, Nova Scotia, just off the coast of Maine.
That's beautiful.
No fewer than seven women with baby strollers boarded the number 52 bus, and to make room, they started folding up the seats that are reserved for wheelchair riders. The bus driver protested. The stroller ladies refused to cooperate, and a standoff ensued that took the bus out of service for an hour, blocking other traffic in rush hour. Local transit officials are now reviewing the security video as part of their official investigation.
The hell do you find this one?
The mothers had just come from a class on parenting. Yeah. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was the Buzz Agenda News, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there it was.
Views Express.
He got his stroller story on.
And then you took your Learjet up to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Yay.
You're so vain.
Our show today was brought to you by iConfidential. Imagine having all your important documents organized at your fingertips on demand, a fascinating new website. Now you can find and share, and it's more than a website.
Check
folks.
It out.
Trust me, that's just where you go. iConfidential, it's worth it. Try it anywhere, anytime, from any mobile device. You can get all your important stuff, from financial and medical records to family photos and songs. Store them safely and grab them anywhere with your own 40 gigs of organized storage.
Wow.
With its $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is safe, easy, and convenient. Get 30 days free with this code, TMOS. You know that one. After that, it's just $7.99 a month. iConfidential. That's right. I said it, $7.99 a month.
A pittance.
iConfidential. Check their banner ad on our website. That's it for all the people with feet here. Mike O'Bear is saying so long.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The man of safety.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.